Blog Talk Radio.
Love is deep, brothers and sisters. It was so deep, it went all the way through sin and grabbed us and brought us to righteousness. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, the apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, not by the will of man. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to have a word of prayer. And also, we want to, we'll start our lesson from Romans 8, 9, 10, and 11. So that's where we left off yesterday. But right now, we're going to have a word of prayer from Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. I thank you, Pastor, for that selection, just a beautiful selection. And the words just really just touched my heart.
Praise God.
The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Father God, we're thanking you for another day we can come together and study the Word, Father God. Lord, we're just thanking you for all the listeners and all those that participate. We're thanking you for our pastor. Thanking you for those who are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we just give you praise, and we just want to just say thank you, Father God. We cannot thank you enough. Well, Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Father God, we're asking that you give us a clear mind and thought toward you, and also the clear will toward you. We're asking, Father God, that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit and direct our path. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless all those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those who are going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So Heavenly Father, we're just thanking you for all your healings. We're thanking you for your deliverance. We're thanking you for the Word of God that teaches us to be spiritual, Father God, and to be filled with the fruit of the Spirit, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will guide us. We ask that you will be with our pastor. Continue to use him mightily and help us to have an open heart and an open mind and our ears open to hear this word. And Lord, we give you praise and we thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I'm going to drop a nugget or two before we get started today. See if Pastor Sharon is able to read. I know yesterday we went through a lot of scriptures, and we're not going to go back over them today. But I do want to say that in the book of Acts, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Now remember, actually, the book of Acts is the first book of the New Testament. I know you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but in actuality, the book of Acts is the Acts of the Holy Spirit. At one time, it was called the Acts of the Holy Ghost, meaning spiritual. I want you all to know, understand it like this. Once Christ has risen, sent the Holy Ghost back, he says, okay, it's going to be spiritual now. It's going to be a spiritual thing. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they pretty much just tell the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Let the people know Jesus' view from different perspectives. But anyway, the purpose of the book of Acts is to actually give an account of the birth and growth of the church. That's what the book of Acts, remember, that's where it operated. It operated in the, and so as we talk about comparing spiritual things with spiritual, that's what we're doing. We're comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So after Jesus had promised that the Holy Ghost was going to come, Acts picked that up. The book of Acts picked it up and began to show the act of the Holy Ghost. And since the Holy Spirit is in charge, please understand this, brothers and sisters. According to Acts 1 and 8, we'll just read that just to show you. Because he said, you will receive the power. So let's see. You able to read Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. In Acts 1 and 8, please.
In Acts 1 and 8, in the King James, it reads as follows. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judah and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. And when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be able to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all over Judea and Samaria, even to the ends of the world. Amen.
Amen. So what the connection here is, the Spirit of God is connecting the disciples and the other followers or believers with Christ. So between Christ's life and the life of the church brings about the gospel. So that's what was going on there. It's the acts of the Holy Spirit. It used to be called the acts of the Holy Ghost. Some people still have issues with that, but it's the acts of the Holy Spirit, meaning that the Holy Spirit is in charge. Please.
Amen.
So you'll see it in the lives of people like Peter, John, James, Stephanie, Philip, Paul, Barnabas, Cornelius, James. All these people operated under the direction of the Holy Ghost. So these are key people that you, even Apollo, Agrippa, I mean, you'd be surprised, all of these people operated under the direction of the Holy Ghost. I think it's so beautiful. So when we were talking on yesterday, when the believer said, well, Paul asked him, said, have y'all received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They said, we haven't so much heard that be a Holy Ghost. So then Paul said, well, then, what was you baptized? He said, oh, we were baptized with John baptism. Well, what'd that mean? Mm-hmm. That means that you just had the water. That was a sign. That's all that baptism was. It was a sign. See, that you have died and now you are living into the newness of life. That's all that is, a sign. Well, Paul hurry up and laid hands on them that they would receive.
Hallelujah.
That's what we talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. Receive the infillment of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So important. So with that being said, we have to understand that you're going to be led. Remember, as men are led by him, the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. So that you can tell in the book of Acts, they was being led. They got connected with Christ at his resurrection, after his resurrection. And brothers and sisters, please understand, I don't know why people keep missing this. Christ is alive.
Yes,
he's alive.
Is. Yeah.
Stop trying to make him just come alive on Easter Sunday. He is alive for over 2,000 years. So he got this. I'm telling you, he's alive, seated at the right-hand side of the Father on high, where the Holy Spirit is doing the work, because that's the dispensation we're in. That's why we need to be spiritual. And that's why you can only compare spiritual things with spiritual. And we, yesterday, well, our foundation of scripture is Galatians 5. But remember, it's that same spirit, one spirit, not a bunch of spirit, one spirit have all of these fruits in it. So they call the fruit of the spirit. They're not different spirits. I know people try to teach it as it being, but no, it's the same spirit. Remember what Paul said over there in 1 Corinthians? There are devices of gifts, but the same spirit, it's the same spirit. So when you read Galatians 5, understand that it's the same spirit, not spirits with the S, but spirit. See, you know, like to another faith, but the same spirit. Another, the gifts of healing, same spirit, same Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's why I be saying, you can't have one without the other. You got so many people out here teaching, well, you know what, I'm loving and I'm doing this, but I can't do this and I can't. No, if the Holy Ghost is in you, if it be in you now, Well, we might as well read that. Let me stop dancing around this one and just go ahead straight with it. Romans 8. I think we did 9 through... What did we do? 9 through 10, Pastor?
9 through 11.
Okay, 9 through 11. Romans 8, verses 9 through 11.
Mm-hmm. Reads as follows in the King James. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you,
okay.
He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen.
Okay.
And I apologize.
Hey, now I'm
going
to ask you to read that one more time from the King James. I want anybody to miss this. This is very, very important because he used the word if. So there's a possibility that the Spirit of Christ may not be in you. So you're going to have to check and see if the Spirit of Christ is in you.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't assume this. You can't, well, I feel it. You don't have to feel this. This is knowledge. See, the people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, not for the lack of feeling, or I don't feel it. But go ahead, read that again before Pastor Rita in the Messenger Bible. Thank you.
Yes, praise God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is in. And if Christ be in you, because of sin, but the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. In the Message Bible, but if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. But for you who welcome him, in whom he dwells, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourselves experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does, as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from the dead life. With his Spirit living in you, your body will be alive as Christ. Amen.
Let me be real clear here, brothers and sisters. So then they that are in the flesh, you can't please God. Stop it. Stop it. You won't please.
Amen.
You can give all the money. You can sell all the barbecue dinner. You can walk around in all the attire, the white robes. I mean, you can do all that. That does not please God, according to the scripture. Don't please God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Right around here and say, oh, yeah, I'm prospering because I got a big jet. I got 2-3 jets, or I got this, or I got that. See, all that flesh stuff don't please God. The only thing pleases God is spiritual things. So you compare spiritual things with the Spirit. That's what we're talking about, comparing. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. So if you're going to be spiritual, don't be trying to please God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Why? Because you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Now, that's all predicated on if the spirit of God dwells in you. If it dwells, it may not be in you, because you might have all this stuff going on and everything, and you may not say, well, you know what? I'm in the spirit of God. That flesh stuff. So aside from, I just got to keep it real with you, brothers and sisters. Don't be trying to bring the flesh stuff to try to prove that you into God. It doesn't work. Those that have the knowledge, it doesn't work. Now, those people that, you know, may be babes in Christ, they may just take anything, you know, because, hey, but those that are fully grown, that have meat every day, nah, they ain't trying to hear that. So they understand that if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, it's living in you, operating in you, have set up residence in you. If that's going on, then you're in Christ. But if not, because he said now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Hallelujah.
The only way you're going to be part of God, and I know folks don't like this, but the only way you're going to be part of God is you got to allow the Spirit of Christ living in your spirit, man. That same spirit that raised up Christ will raise your spirit up when you die out of self. So he says, but if any man be in, but if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. See, you God wants us to have a righteous conscience, not a sin conscience. He wants us to be righteous. They are declaring things. Not every time you look around preaching sin. Well, why you preach sin so much? You're just making the devil shine. Look how he's beating up the children. Sometimes, I'm going to be honest with y'all, I get tired of turning to, I'm be like looking for preachers who going to preach righteousness, not sin. They put more emphasis on how sin dominate people and how sin, well, wait a minute. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that's all they're going to hear, then that's what they're going to operate on. Is how sinful they are. And they can't get out of the situation because everybody's sin. You know everybody. The poor bit to the usher. See, that's what they want to talk about. I want to talk about righteousness. I want to talk about there is no sin problem. I don't have a sin problem. And you don't have a sin problem, if you be honest, because Jesus died. That was his purpose. Now, if that death on the cross did not take care of sin, we're still in sin. But if it did, then that makes 2 Corinthians 5:21 a reality. He made him to be sin who knew no sin so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. But let me get back to you guys. Paul divided the people into two categories. Those who let themselves be controlled by their sinful nature, and those that are following after the Holy Spirit. See, you're going to either be defined by the Holy Ghost directing and guiding and leading, or you're going to be defined by some dipstick preacher that say you're still in sin. See, one of them going to define you. So how you want to be defined? You don't have to be defined because you used to be a whoremonger. You don't have to be defined because you stole. Those that stole, steal no more. See? You don't have to be defined by that. What's defining you?
Amen.
Well, you know, I was an adulterer. So what? Get over it. Don't let that define you. Get in Christ and be defined by who you are in Christ. Start living and breathing God. God is righteousness. His spirit. But y'all, I'm trying to do everything I can to stay calm because everybody said, you talk too fast, all this good stuff. So I'm trying to calm down. So he says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead. Hear that. If Christ be in you, consider yourself dead. You ain't living that way no more. Because of sin. But if the spirit of life, then you're righteous.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, if that spirit right there, that spirit, the spirit of him that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, if that spirit lives in you, dwells in you, occupying your human body, but the sanctity that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken it, make your spirit come alive in your mortal body. In your mortal body.
Yeah.
Man, what a miracle. What an awesome statement. If we could just get a hold to that. So does the spirit of the one who brought Jesus back to life lives in you? Good question. Ask yourself, are you living by the flesh? Are you being controlled by the flesh? What's controlling you? How you feel? Well, I just feel like she did me so wrong, you know. I just feel like, you know, I'm right because I go feelings. And let me give you another nugget. This, hey, you want something real tough? That's where Satan operates. He operates in feelings. Don't be fooled. What you think he did to Adam and Eve? He operated in their feelings. He operates in that flesh. So he can control them. Guess what the church do today? They operate in feelings. Everything is designed and built around feelings. So when they build the a building, it's built around what they feel. Oh, I like that. See what they feel. That's what Satan does. He helps you to like stuff.
Yes.
He operates in feelings. A lot of people get married based on feelings. Oh, he made me feel good. Oh, man, she just... Woo, she knocked it out the park. See, all based on feelings. Man, did you hear the choir? Woo. I talked to people. They said, oh, man, I just love my church. I said, why? Okay, we just have such a good time. Wait a minute. Where is that at in the scripture? Well, I don't care what you say, preacher. You know, and that's the way they believe. I'm telling you. They believe in feelings. And if the feeling ain't there, they ain't there. Oh, man, I just love my pastor because... He just make it so plain, and he makes me feel so good. The choir make me feel good. The pastor make me feel good. The usher make me feel good. Everybody makes me feel good. I'm glad you feel good, because that will not get you eternal life. Won't happen.
Amen.
Not according to the scriptures I've read. That won't get you eternal life, brothers and sisters.
Yeah,
that put you right in the hands of Satan, because the Bible says the God of this world. See, there's a God of this world, and when you don't know the difference, that's why he said, if. Got to catch that, man. That's the key right there. He said, but if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. You practice Christ in you, the hope of glory. But the spirit, I just love this. Man, I can't get past 11. So he asked the question. He said, so does the spirit of the one who brought Jesus back alive, remember that day, that great day of death? Remember when he was hung out there on the cross? Remember how everybody talked about he went in the grave? That spirit that raised, because there's all kind of infallible proof that he was risen. Talk to everybody.
Right.
They'll tell you, Jesus was risen from the dead. When he was risen, he became the Christ. He said, so does that spirit that brought Jesus back to life live in you? Then the one who brought Christ, it goes to Christ. Hear that? It goes to Christ, man. It changed from Jesus to Christ. He said, so because Jesus is the Christ. He said, that Christ back to life will also make your mortal body alive by his spirit who lives in you. See, the spirit has to live in your spirit, not in your body, not in your mind. It needs to live in your spirit man. That's why that's so important. And I'm not going to allow the enemy to steal that from you, brother and sister, because you need to know you don't operate on feelings. Stop it, I say. Stop it. Go ahead and make that quality decision. Lord, I'm not going to live by feeling. I'm going to live by your word. whatever your word says, because I know your people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Lord, I'm living by your word. I'm not living by what I, some people pray on what they feel. Oh, I feel like I need. No, stop praying on your feelings.
Yes, amen, amen.
Yeah, you don't cast out devil because you feel like it. I do it because the word of God said to do it. That's why I do it, and I'm not going to stop doing it because the word of God said to cast out devils. That's why I do that. I don't do that because I feel like she got a devil. No, I'm not casting out nothing because I feel it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going to do a prayer of the scripture. Well, hey, brother and sister, don't forget to tune in tomorrow for Thankful Thursday. And let's be thankful for the word of God.